It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I look forward to being with you guys each week. And I'm so grateful that some of you guys understand trying to balance this whole thing of being a mom and all that is challenging, because I really care about this program and I've worked years since 2008 really trying to work hard at inspiring people and helping people get out of the valley of the shadow of death, so to speak, where life has beat them up, where they feel discouraged, where they don't feel like they can overcome. I wanted this show to be a show that helps people overcome the hardships of life, because there's nothing easy in this world. And the only way I know how to get through it is to follow the roadmap of the one who created the world. Now, God didn't create a world where we would have hardship. In the beginning, he created it to be wonderful and have this one-on-one encounter with God every day where he walked with people. He walked with Adam and Eve in the coolness of the day. And they could see his face and they fellowshipped with him. And that's what he wanted. When God created us as human beings, he wanted a relationship. How satisfying would it be just to be create something that is forced to love you because you designed him that way? For instance, the best way we can think about it is if we designed a robot and we program the robot to like us, to love us, to care for us. It's not that gratifying. It's not as gratifying as when you have a human being that can choose to love you. So God gave us that ability to choose. We could choose to love him and follow the roadmap that he gave to us, or we could decide to go our own ways and not really acknowledge God at all. It's our choice. But when life hits us and we all go through dark, deep valleys, those who don't have that relationship with God or that roadmap or follow the roadmap, I feel have a harder time dealing with the hardships of life. And I'm sure you've all known someone who has a drinking problem or who has a drug problem. Or if you've seen someone lose their child and are in just such a deep place because they can't get past the hurt. Not that that's easy by any stretch of the imagination. It's not. I know that for a fact. But when you are at your worst and when you hurt the most, there is someone that wants to come beside you and help you through the pain. And the best thing I can relate to on that is if you are a parent, because we all know there's lousy parents out there, but for the most part, there are great parents out there. I think the majority of parents want to do the best for their kid. So if you're a parent and you see your children hurting, what do you naturally want to do? Don't you naturally want to do everything in your ability to take away their pain? Well, God does the same thing. He helps us and walks us through the deepest part of our lives. And just like the footprints poem, sometimes we don't always feel him or see him. But sometimes once we get out of the valley of the shadow of death, that I call it, we can see how God's handiwork and how God was there the whole time. And he allows us to go through hard things so we can be the flashlight to someone else who's in or was in that situation and doesn't know how to get out of. God allows each of us to have those hard moments so we could be a light to somebody else who needs the help. Because not everybody has a relationship with God, and not everyone chooses to have a relationship with God. But sometimes people choose a relationship with you, even if they don't choose a relationship with God. And God expects you to help them during those tough, difficult times of their life. He wants you to be that flashlight. Just because they rejected him, he can still use you because they haven't rejected you. So in a roundabout way, even when you do reject God, he tries over and over and over again. Sometimes it's not easy to see it, but he's always trying to get your attention, always trying to put people in your path so you can always choose a relationship with you. The second you decide you want a relationship, he's right there ready to open his arms and hug you. I know this because the Bible says God knew you before he planned creation. And he put a purpose in your life, a plan and a purpose. Because each one of us has our own sphere of people, our own little world that we influence. I used to say, and I still believe it, you can change the world by changing the world of one. Because when you affect one person's life, that affects someone else who's someone else's. It's a ripple effect. You don't know what the end result will be because it's probably infinite, because changing one life changes another life and changes. It's a chain reaction. And so he puts you on this earth and he puts you with this sphere of influences because he knows somewhere down the line, the decisions you make is going to affect someone and he wants it to affect them for the better. But the Bible says he knew about us before he planned creation. And it says he rejoices over us with singing and he knit us together in our mother's womb. And I kind of feel bad for the men because that verse might not be as clear to as it is to the ladies, because when you're pregnant, you feel your body changing and you feel your baby growing on the inside. So that verse really can pop out at you where you really could understand how every single minute, every single day, God is in there putting this beautiful person together that he absolutely loves and he cannot wait to have a relationship with this person. And just like any parent, whoever has a baby, you get so excited about their future. Oh, I want them to be this, or I hope they're going to be that. And you have all these wonderful dreams and ambitions, but of course they have their own mind. And sometimes they go along with your dreams and sometimes they follow their own. And God deals with the same thing. God has a plan and a purpose in our life. And sometimes we say, I think I want to go this way instead of that. Doesn't mean he stops loving you. Do you stop loving your kid because they're not the doctor you wanted them to be? No, of course not. But I hope you understand that God tries to reveal himself through so many ways. He gave us dogs to show us unconditional love. They're there no matter what. You could yell at them and they want your forgiveness so bad. They come and love on you. They're happy to see you when you come home. They're always next to you. They want to protect you all the time. I mean, these are attributes God has. God shows us love. He tries to explain the love he has for us through the parent-child relationship. He tries to show himself through the family, through husband and wife relationship, and how we complete each other. We complement each other very well. And he tries to show us the salvation plan through a husband and wife relationship. It's just a really beautiful thing. No matter what God does, everything about creation speaks to him, speaks about him. And he's always trying to get your attention to the very last second you take your breath. Because nothing pains him more than the separation of you and him forever. Nothing else pains him more. He wants nothing but to love you and to have a relationship with you and welcome you in his home. That's all he really wants. But he never forces himself. I hope this show encourages you. And when you're in your deepest, darkest path, I hope that I'm a flashlight to help you get through them. I try and bring people on the show that have experienced different things in their life. And I encourage you, go to my website, theambermayshow.com. Click on the podcast page. go through some of the shows. I've done this since 2008. There's bound to be something that helps you right where you need it today. Something. There has to be. That's all my desire for this show is. It's not for me to be rich and famous. I could care less about that. I have a compassionate heart where I just want to be a helper. I just want to help. And I'm thankful that God gave me this opportunity to use radio to talk to people in their most intimate times. It's just me and you. And he gave me that ability. And if you believe in the show that I do, and you believe in the calling that God has for me, and you want to partner with me, I encourage you to go to my website, theambermayshow.com. There's ways to find out how you could help. If you go to the donation page, there's ways that you can help. I also love getting emails from you all. It really blesses my heart. So if something on this program has blessed your heart, I would love to hear about it. And you can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. Or you can email me on my website at theambermayshow.com. There's a contact page. Just click on that. My point of everything and the bottom line of everything is sometimes it doesn't feel like God loves you. And sometimes you feel as humans that your parents don't love you. But if you're a parent, then there's nothing your child will ever do that will make you stop loving your kid. You may not like what they do, but if your kid was in danger, I don't care how old they are, you would put your life on the line to save them. And you want to know the truth of the matter? Jesus did just that. I've said in a previous show, some people may not know, but Jesus and God are one. He's manifested in three parts, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, but it's one God, just like water. It's liquid, it's steam, it's ice, but it's all water. And God loved you and me so much that he died. He sacrificed himself so that you can have life with God forever. Because the Bible tells us that nobody is good enough to go to heaven because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's what scripture tells us. We've all done it. There's not one perfect person on this world. If you were perfect, then you could make it to heaven. But that can't be because we're not perfect. We live in a fallen world. So God made a way for us to have that relationship. And just like you would die for your kid to save them, God did the same thing for us. He sacrificed his son, Jesus Christ, so that we could have a relationship with him. I want you to think about that. If you go to church and let's say you participate in the Lord's Supper or communion, some people call it communion, whatever. I want you to remember that that was a very heavy price. Don't take that wafer and that wine or juice with ease. I want you to really think about what you're doing. I want you to really remember that God did everything he could to show how much he loved you, to the point he died a painful death so that we could have a relationship with him, with God. It's heavy. I couldn't imagine sacrificing my daughter for people. I wouldn't. Just plain out wouldn't. She's everything to me, and I would never do that. That's why God's God, and I'm not, right? I want you to know right now, whatever you're going through, whether it's a divorce, whether someone committed suicide, whether you lost someone in your family that you loved, whether you're going to file bankruptcy, you have no money to your name, you lost your job, I don't care what it is. There is somebody right now who wants to hear from you and cry out right now and tell them how you feel. Whether you're going to tell them you hate them or you love them, whether you want them to take away the pain, it doesn't matter. I want you to cry out to him. And keep doing that until your situation gets better. The Bible says, sorrow may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Please hold on to that verse. What that's telling you is, right now, your life might be hard, and right now you might be in a lot of pain. But that's not forever. I don't want you to think that's forever. Because eventually, tomorrow will come, and things will get better for you, and there'll be a brighter day ahead. That's what that scripture's telling you. So cry out right now. Tell him how you feel. Whether you love him or hate him, let him know. He wants to be there for you. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually, number two will look out for you.